Young Farmers Leading Now. Welcome and hello everyone with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, this past weekend, close to 250 young farmers and rural cooperative members from across the state took part in their annual Tennessee Young Leaders Conference held in Jackson.
The most beneficial things for me were the estate planning and the future of agriculture segments. I found those both very informative. One other thing I liked was the representatives we had here. It helped to hear kind of how they felt about the state of our economy, the state of agriculture, and what they can do to help the people of Tennessee and especially farmers.
That's Brent Pippin of Greene County, who works for Farm Credit Services there, and he says it was well worth the trip to meet together with other young people with similar interests. This conference brings young people together from several different organizations like Farm Credit and Farm Bureau and other rural cooperatives across the state. Rusty and Christy Grills of Dyer County were representing Gibson Farmers Co-op.
We really enjoyed it.
Hey, I learned some stuff this morning on the estate planning, trying to get my mom and dad straightened out. Maybe I can get what they've got one of these days about paying taxes.
Now, the young leaders had the chance to tour some of the different agricultural operations in West Tennessee, as well as take part in several educational seminars, and they heard from several state lawmakers, including one of their own, 31-year-old Representative Barrett Rich of Somerville.
There's so many people that are young that are making policy decisions in this state, and we have to have our young people get involved. I told them in there a few minutes ago that anybody says you're the leaders of tomorrow, to cut them off, because they're not. These people are the leaders of today. They're involved, they care, and we appreciate that, and we need them.
And also addressing the young leaders was Representative Jimmy Eldridge and State Senator Dolores Gresham. The Young Leaders Conference moves to a different region of the state each year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.